What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Kathleen.
Hi, my name is Kathleen, and I'm 7 years old, and my What If question is, what if toothbrushes were magical and they could make pencils disappear?
Now, at the time of this question, Kathleen was 7, but I happen to know that she recently turned 8. Happy belated birthday. Thank you for sharing this idea and some really cool artwork to go along with it. Now pay close attention to this story. Not only is the format a little fun and different, but we're also teasing out our upcoming Adopt a Fred special. You'll meet 2 of the 3 finalists based off of all of your votes. But I digress, we've got to get to the story. So let's find out. What if toothbrushes had magical powers and could make pencils disappear? Your story starts after a quick break. In the house of How, in the land of If, there lived the people who were different-ish. They were the Bruth, and the Bruth believed that if you were not Bruth, then you had to leave. In the house of How live giants 4, Mama Jamma, Papa Lou, and 2 kids more. There was Zack, who so loved drawing and creatures, and Zizi, who was at summer camp with her teachers. But to the Bruth, who were talking toothbrushes, they spoke of these giants with whispers and hushes.
They are the big folk,
said a Bruth named Thaline. She was not taught to question, but only to clean. You see, long ago came a day called the Brightening, a day some creatures said was quite frightening. Every used toothbrush, or Bruth as you know them, would brighten out any old stain you would show them. Their powers were magic. Their powers were strong, from a whitening toothpaste that lingered quite long. It whitened their bristles until they were clear, and brightened away all the Bruth people feared. Each day they made the House of How shine. It was their sworn duty, a duty divine.
Yeah, duty.
Fred, what are you doing here? I was doing like a whole rhyming thing.
No one wants to hear a whole story in iambic pentameter.
It's closer to anapestic tetrameter, but I wasn't really trying for
poetry, smoetry, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's wondering where Freddy's gonna live.
Well, Fred, that is part of today's story, but I'm afraid you're gonna have to be patient.
And listen to rhyming.
Maybe just a little.
Okay. Better be worth it.
Some of you may remember that Fred the dog, the old pug with a tongue too long for his mouth, had spent a long time on What If World alone. Children all over the world have voted, saying who they want Fred to live with. And the Jamaloo house was in the top 3.
What? Is this my new home?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Whoa, he's just warming up with the rhyming today,
said Fred, feeling nervous. But he'd be okay, for the Bruth were toothbrushes, and Fred had few teeth, but the few that he had needed brushing underneath. So Mama went into her old toothbrush drawer.
Someday I'll recycle them,
came a thought from afar. But she pulled out Thaline, a brush smaller than most. She tried to brush Freddy, but his teeth were quite gross.
Patooey!
Said Fred.
You are brushing my tongue.
I'm sorry,
said Mama, her efforts unsung. And Thaline went flying to a corner quite far, to land in a land she found quite bizarre. She'd been tossed near a chest that stood by a wall. She could swear she heard voices and little feet fall. This place was in shadow, but she'd never known night, for her father, the Mall, ordered everything bright.
Hello?
Thaline said, her voice but a squeak. Then a voice answered back, and her rubber felt weak.
My name is Francil. I am of the Panseer. You're far from home. You shouldn't be here.
Thaline heard the voice, but she just couldn't see from where it was coming. Was it nobody?
You're not real,
said Thaline.
You're imaginary.
No more so,
said Francil.
Than a talking canary.
With some rubbery thumps, the ghost voice started moving.
You want proof that I'm real? Then let's get to proving.
She followed the thumps back into the light. The invisible jumps moving left, moving right.
Just where are we going? And Amal will be worried.
Well, the Mall can just wait. I don't like being hurried.
They trekked to a room that no Bruth had seen. Full of clothes, pets, and papers completely unclean.
It's the room of the big folk. The one we call Zack. No brush can clean here. It's a mess beyond plaque.
Sometimes messes are fun.
And a sock flew her way. Thaline was bowled over. Francil asked her to play.
But playing won't prove that you're not a ghost.
Oh, but play is a much better teacher than most.
And so the two played through the filth and the crumbs, throwing old candy wrappers, rolling pits from old plums. Thaline couldn't see her playful new friend, but she knew that her new friend was there in the end.
Oh, Francil,
she said,
why can't I see you?
And Amal wouldn't have it, since he lost his blue.
I know he's not nice,
said Thaline, her voice low,
but he wants what is best for us all, don't you know?
Except his us does not include people like me. He only sees one kind of everybody.
Thaline thought on that as she hopped herself home, past a toothless old Freddy asleep on his bone.
It's a stick,
mumbled Fred somehow in his sleep.
Make this bone a stick and I'll sleep nice and deep.
On her long way home, she jumped over Fred's stick.
Thank you.
Thinking surely Francil must be playing some trick.
And Amal rules us all. And he's my father too. He says he knows what's best because I'm rather new. He says this world's only the Bruth and big folk. The Mall doesn't lie. He won't even joke.
All the toothbrushes were back in their cabinet, saving her dad, the Mall, who was angry and animate.
My daughter,
he cried, his bristles amiss.
Come here, give your Mall a hug and a kiss.
You taught me to be the boss of my body, so I will say no. And you can't say I'm naughty.
Oh, of course, dear Thaline. I was just worried sick. I thought Fred had got you after that last lick.
That dog spat me out, O great Animal. And I made a new friend over there by the wall.
What friend?
Asked her father, his eye bristles glaring. Thaline only sighed. He was so overbearing.
An invisible friend, if you really must know.
Oh, then you can play freely. I trust you to go.
He thought Thaline knew she was making it up. But her next question made her father sit up.
Were there ever some others who lived in this house?
Suddenly, an Amal spoke as soft as a mouse.
You know, my dear daughter, I never would lie. So stop asking questions. It's not time to pry.
He rushed her in bed and hushed her some more. He fussed and he shushed and he slammed closed the drawer. That night, Enamal searched the house high and low. But there was still one room where even he wouldn't go. It was Zack's room where Francil quietly slept. and others unseen quietly wept.
It's morning! It's morning! No more rhyming today,
said Freddy, exultant, with a hip hip.
Hooray!
Oh, wait. That's no fair.
You're making me rhyme,
he grumbled as if I had committed a crime. But his moans and his groans were soon interrupted by a boom when a nearby volcano erupted.
We're here,
said Mama, landing her rocket ship. The house shutting down after quite a long trip. The Bruce woke right up, including Thaline, scrubbing the house to a bright, shining sheen.
Oh, come on,
Freddy griped as the toothbrushes worked.
This place is too shiny. There's no muck and no murk.
Thaline, with a whisper, said to the old dog,
there's a place that's more messy than a muddy warthog.
Lead on,
said Freddy, and the young toothbrush led to the land that filled all of her people with dread.
Oh, wow,
said Fred.
I could get used to this.
And he almost thanked Thaline with a big sloppy kiss, but she turned her bristles and said a no thanks.
Oh, I love this place. It stinks and it stinks.
Zack's room held many new smells, that was true. But it held an invisible new friend, too.
Francil?
Called Thaline, hoping her friend was real. And Francil let out an invisible squeal.
Thaline, you came back. I had hardly hoped.
Hey, I smell you. Were you invisible soaped?
Indeed, 'twas the brightening that hid all of the Pensier. You may choose not to see us, but we've always been here.
But my father,
said Thaline,
just wants brightness for all.
But we were a rainbow before our downfall. You, Bruce, just keep trying to brush us away.
Oh, then I think this volcano might ruin your day.
Fred opened the blinds. They were right at the mouth of an active volcano.
That's some lava down south.
Oh, how convenient.
And Amal just appeared.
You've corrupted my daughter. Now you'll be disappeared.
Corrupted by showing me that they exist.
But with these Pensier people, there's always a twist. You know most have erasers and a pokey front side. They're a danger to us. I just know it,
he cried.
Yes, you could hurt us and we could hurt you, but we've chosen not to.
I won't listen to you. By simply existing, you hurt all around. Your colors and drawings, even your cheerful sound.
Okay, I'm confused. Are you all smelling this? 'Cause to me, every one of you just smells like sticks.
And Amal's once blue bristles flared angry and wild. But Francil, she simply invisibly smiled.
We have always known this. And she knows it too.
Thaline, you are my friend.
Isn't this true?
Thaline looked all around Zack's messy room, where colorful drawings shone bright in the gloom.
Hold a mo,
said a lava man from the window, leaning in with a glare, lava arms akimbo.
Oh, hey, everybody. Here's my friend Morlamo. He's a big lava monster. We'll all melt soon, you know.
Excuse me?
Fred shot him a glare.
I mean, yes, my lava rock will crush you, I swear.
The Bruce and Pensier had to make a decision. A lava rock formed.
They all feared a collision. Father, let's work together. Let's all save each other.
But we are all Bruce. How can we trust another?
Fred the dog quickly licked every Pensier he found, and another appeared with each slurping sound.
Your brightening was magic, but my magic's stronger. Not 'cause I'm older or my tongue is longer.
It's 'cause Bruce magic's based on hatred and fear. You cannot forget us so long as we're here.
Please, Father,
said Thaline, suddenly sounding tired.
They're our neighbors. Just see them. That's all that's required.
Then Molamole lofted his lava rock high, as Enamal squinted his bristly eye. The Pensier were there, in front of his face, a rainbow of pencils drew all over the place. Their erasers were bare, their pencil nubs stubby,
some broken in pieces, some old and grubby.
But their coloring shone just as bright as the day, drawing 10,000 flowers that spelled out the word,
"Hey."
"Oh, hi, sorry. Now I see you there. What colorful pencils and toothbrushes bear."
As Molamo lowered his fiery stone, the Bruth and Amal hopped up standing alone.
"Our bristles are bare. We are not as we were. Long ago, I was blue, but now that's all a blur. If you must punish someone, then please make it me. My daughter did nothing."
"No, but she set you free."
"Of preconceived notions,
if not this rhyming scheme."
"How shall I reimagine the Bruthian dream?"
"Oh, just let it go. There's no one dream we share,
other than loving and kindness and care."
"I know that dream,"
said the red Molamo.
"But my only friend is this baked potato."
You see, he didn't know. He was in the top three of who Fred might live with.
"You mean it could be me?"
"I'm thinking about it. But while I consider, let's have all these stick people over for dinner."
The Bruth and Pensier looked at Fred rather wary. For a cute toothless dog, he could be kinda scary.
"Hey, Fred doesn't eat any sticks that can talk. Although one time I licked a whole family of chalk."
But the Pensier and Bruth were all dancing away, and the brightened out Bruth found some color today. Francil met Thaline and skipped off with her friend, and the Mall smiled, his bristle beard blue. At the end. Wow, it's been a while since I told a rhyming story. I hope you all enjoyed it. Kathleen, thank you for your question. And thanks to all the kids who voted on who Fred should live with. We'll resolve that little storyline next week. Now kids, do you think it was okay for the toothbrush people to try to scrub away the pencil people? Why do you think Enamal had blue bristles in his beard at the end? And what would you do if you were Thaline and met a new friend who couldn't be seen? Oh, there I go rhyming again. Talk to your grown-ups. Tell them what you think of the story, and maybe find out what they think about it too. That's one way families can learn and grow together. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who are learning to celebrate our differences. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.